as we look at this passage then, we'll see that God asks us to do no less. He asks us to be totally committed, totally devoted. What does he ask us to be totally devoted to? One thing, first of all, to love God. Now this seems easy, doesn't it? But there's more going on here. Let's look a bit closer at what Jesus says. Jesus always says a lot with a few words, so we need to listen carefully. Hear, O Israel. He's asking everyone who follows him to listen here. The Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Wow, that's a pretty complete list, isn't it? I don't think he's left anything out there. You know, it's pretty much everything you could love God with. Just think about that for a moment. Love God with all your heart. Fill your heart with love for God. Don't have any part of it where he can't go. Don't have any part of it where he can't go. And that's all day, every day, no matter what, no matter how you feel, love God. Love him when you're happy. Love him when you're sad. Love him when you're feeling grumpy this morning or when you get out of bed. Love him however you feel. It's not as easy, is it? But no matter how you feel, love him anyway. Love God with all of your soul. Let your whole being be filled with the love of God. That bit of you that does the thinking, the looking, the doing, the not doing. Love God. That means, is what you're doing and what you're thinking showing that you love God? If it isn't, don't do it. If you could see God standing in front of you, looking at you, seeing what you're doing, knowing that he can tell what you're thinking, would you still be doing it or thinking it? Would you start to do other things that you know you should be doing but aren't doing? Love God with all your soul, all of what you are. And love God with all your mind. Think about him. But how lovely, how amazing, how loving he is. Read about him in the Bible. Hear about him at Sunday school. And try and understand who God is. Try and understand him so that you can love him more. Don't just love him with your heart, but love him in your head. We're asked to think about the things that we read about him. Love God with all your mind, understanding who he is. Love him with all your strength. See, sometimes it's not so easy to love God, is it? Maybe you're not feeling well, or something terrible's happened, or something just hasn't gone your way. Maybe it's a day when you don't think he loves you, or can't believe that he can love you. So you find it hard to love him. Well, no matter what, know that he totally loves you. No matter what, love him with all your strength. What will help us to love him like this? Well, Jesus gives us a hint here, a reminder of why we should love God. Did you notice at the beginning of verse 29 what Jesus said? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And we might not have heard this before, but the man Jesus was talking to would have known exactly where this came from. The man Jesus was talking to would have spent years studying the beginning of the Bible very carefully and learning all about God. See, just over 1,000 years before Jesus was born, Moses spoke these very same words to God's people, just as they were about to enter into the land that God had promised to them. Moses reminded them of God's 10 commandments and said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Moses told people not to forget God. He told them to remind themselves all the time about what God had done for them. How even when they hadn't been great at loving God, God had still really loved them. About how he had rescued them from slavery in Egypt, from they'd been treated appallingly badly by the Pharaoh in Egypt. They'd been oppressed, they'd been treated terribly. He'd saved them from that. He brought them out of that. He'd saved them when the Pharaoh of Egypt sent his soldiers after them. He collapsed the Red Sea on them. He let the people through safely and brought them safely to their new home, caring for them along the way, feeding them, giving them water to drink, looking after them, even while they were grumbling all the time. And here is Jesus now speaking to this man. He reminds him about loving God, and he reminds him what God is like. He says that God rescues, God saves, God cares, God loves, God gives. And here's the amazing thing. Jesus is speaking these words to this man, but he's speaking about himself. Because Jesus rescues, Jesus saves, Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus gives. You see, a few days after speaking to this man, Jesus died on a cross. He did something even more amazing than the people on those pictures around the church that we were looking at earlier did. He was totally devoted to one thing above all. He died on the cross for me and for you. He took on himself the punishment that we all deserve for not doing this one thing, for not loving God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. None of us love God as we should. We don't always love God with all our hearts, our souls, our minds, or our strength, do we? But the good news is that Jesus rescues us and saves us by dying on the cross. He cares for us and loves us, no matter what we have done. If we say sorry to him, and if we agree to follow him, then he gives us the most wonderful gift of living forever, knowing him and knowing God. He also gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who lives in our hearts and helps us to be more like Jesus and to love God and others as we should. Just think for a moment about somebody that you know who loves you very much and how much you love them back. God loves you way, way more than that person does. He really does. Remember that, and then you'll want to love God too. So let's just pause there for a moment as we think about how God loves us. We start thinking about why we need to love him back. So let's stand and sing. We've got a song here, and it's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of the servants. The greatest is the servant of us all. Though he is our king, Jesus gave up everything. So as the music starts, let's sing together. So Jesus reminds us that we should love God with total devotion because he loves us like that. He also mentions a second thing in verse 31. Love your neighbour as yourself. What does he mean? Well, not just the next door neighbour, but everybody that you meet. Family, friends, people here this morning, people at school, in your class, the caretaker, the dinner lady, the crossing attendant, people you work with, people you study with, someone struggling with their shopping who needs the door held open for them, people on the bus, people on the train, people everywhere. They are our neighbours. We should love them as we love ourselves. But what does that mean? It means we should care about them as much as we care about ourselves. Now, it might just be saying hello, or smiling, or holding open a door for someone, or letting them have a seat on a crowded train. It might be playing a game somebody else wants to play in the playground instead of the one you want to play. It might be sharing the nicest coloured pencils in the jar with someone else when you're doing colouring in the classroom. It might mean going out of your way to help somebody else out. It might mean giving up something for somebody else. Jesus gave up his life for us. You see, again, it comes down to God's love for us and what we do in return. That's what following God is all about. Some people don't understand that, though. They think it's all about just following rules so we can be accepted and get a big gold star from God. It was the same in Jesus' day. God had given his Ten Commandments to Moses. Given him ten commandments. But then people wrote a whole load more rules. And they started giving people all these rules to follow. They wrote a whole load more. They wrote laws like they don't pick seeds to eat on a Sunday. And don't heal people on a Sunday. They wrote down 613 rules. That a whole load of other rules, spoken rules, that had to be followed as well, just weighing people down. And people were so busy trying to follow all these rules and keep them all in balance with each other, so that they started to lose sight of the point and of all these rules, and started to lose sight of God and lose sight of other people as they were so focused on the rules. Well, Jesus reminds this man, reminds us, the most important thing is to love God completely and love other people in the same way. This man understands what Jesus is saying and agrees with him. He basically says, to love God completely and to love other people in the same way is more important than anything else. Jesus tells this man that he's not far from the kingdom of God. He's heading in the right direction. He's got the right idea. If we grasp today that the most important thing is to love God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds and all our strength, and to love others as we love ourselves, then we too will be heading in the right direction. We too will be heading for the kingdom of God. So today, remember God's love for you. Be encouraged. Love him as he loves you, and love others as he loves you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your amazing example of what love looks like. Thank you that you sent your Son to die on the cross for us, that he died for us, even though he could have just at any moment changed things round and walked away. But no, he went willingly to the cross. He died for us because of his love for us. Thank you, you're a faithful God, that no matter how we are, you love us and you long for us to come to you and say we're sorry for the things we've done wrong. Thank you, God, that you send your Holy Spirit to help us to love you more. And Lord, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you'll be at work in each and every one of us, drawing us closer to you and helping us to be more loving to you and to others. In Jesus' holy name, amen.